Hello there and welcome to a very special episode of Thoughts of a Creative Leader. But first, a happy new year to each and every single one of you. You guys have been there since the very first episode of this podcast, and my prayer and my wish for you guys is that you guys have a very fruitful 2022, a year that will be filled with groundbreaking moments, new avenues, new horizons for each and every single one of you, especially you creatives. I pray that this year will be a groundbreaking year in your creativity. Yeah. So, today we're gonna talk about something that's not really spoken about a lot in the world of creativity. Today we're going to be talking about how to prepare for a new creative season. We're going to delve a little deeper on the subject. We're going to really unpack some points that I believe will be very helpful as we navigate the new season, as we begin to get ready to execute all the creative ideas that we have for this brand new season, all the ideas that we're going to have. Whatever works for you. So, each year births new ideas and perspectives. As we prepare to execute the tasks of the new year, we as creatives must look at these steps that I believe will help us prepare for this season effectively and efficiently. Firstly, we must reevaluate and assess the why. What is the purpose or cause of what we do creatively? Why should anyone care? Understanding and knowing your purpose and the impact you can make will propel you to take action. Better yet, you can ask the Holy Spirit to guide you and to show you. Number two, write down goals and targets. It is important, and I mean very important, to set goals and targets for what we want to achieve in relation to our creative disciplines. Goals and targets serve as a map and a guide in order to execute our tasks, and it helps us to dream and innovate. They help us to dream and innovate, like on a serious level. They also serve as markers as we begin to move into the next phase of preparation. Thirdly, capture initial ideas before they fly away. This way, you are not faced with a blank screen when it's time to write. It doesn't matter if they're good or not. They keep your brain alert and active. You can then edit and refine later. Fourthly, voice your hopes, fears, and concerns with a trusted friend or colleague. Having a sounding board will help you clarify your thoughts and speed up your creative process. More importantly, pray about it and ask the Lord to help you. This always leads me to my favorite topic, the one topic I love to speak about, and that's collaboration. Sometimes conversations like this will lead to a collaboration of sorts. So, how about it? Ask for help if you need it. This is number five. It is not a sign of weakness. It is an indication of smart leadership when framed strategically. For example, let people know you value their opinions and ask for advice rather than help. When you ask employees or co-workers what they think about your topic, you honor and empower them without making yourself vulnerable. Some really deep thoughts out there. Right? Number six, dream, and keep dreaming. Creative ideas and projects start off in the dreaming phase. Dream as much as possible, write those ideas down, and work towards execution and implementation. Dream, and keep dreaming, but also write those ideas down. Number seven, just do it. As Walt Disney said, The way to get started is to quit talking and begin doing. Being prepared will give you the chance as well as the courage to create and the grit to get through any mental roadblock. Like, what is stopping you? Just do it. How about that? Believe me, the results will be worth it in the end. I pray that these steps will help you effectively prepare and position yourself for your next creative season. Preparation is key, and execution is everything. Don't forget that. Preparation is key, execution is everything. Thank you for joining us for this very special episode of Thoughts of a Creative Leader. Cheers to a winning creative year.